Units Around the House. When it comes to remodeling and renovating your home, there is a lot to know, but we've got you covered. This is Around the House.
Welcome to the Around the House Show. This is where we help you with your home every single week. Thanks for joining us, the next generation of home improvement. Thanks for joining me today on the podcast. I really appreciate it. This is where we talk about the stuff that didn't happen in last week's show. It's not going to make it into this weekend's show, so we call it our weekday special. And we got a couple big things to talk about today. One of them is something that's happening over in Europe. And this is going to probably end up affecting us with power tools over here. And that's a big one. And first, before we get into that, though, give us a call if you have any home improvement questions, 24/7, 833-239-4144. That number again is 833-239-4144. And of course, if you want to get a hold of me, head over to aroundthehouseonline.com. This is an interesting one, and this is happening in the European Union, and people aren't really talking about this yet, but I think it's going to affect power tool batteries. See, they've got a new law coming out that will end up going into effect in 2026, 27, 28, out in that time frame. And here's what's going to happen is they are going to make anything electronic with a battery have a replaceable battery. But I think this is going to go even farther. So what that means is your Android, your phone, your iPhone, you're going to be able to swap out a battery and put it in there very easily. It'll be something that you as a user can do. And it's like what happened with the Apple, their Lightning connection that they had over there. They went after Apple, and guess what? Now the new phones have USB-C. So we can see how this is going to affect things. And what they're talking about doing now with this new law is it is going to change how we do power tools, because it looks like they are going to mandate in Europe power tool batteries are universal. And this is going to be interesting. We'll have to see how this plays out. But I'm seeing multiple news sources out there that are saying that they're going to force it, that Makita will work on the DeWalt and the DeWalt will work on the Milwaukee and vice versa. And I think that's going to be an interesting problem. And I don't know enough about the computer work inside of these batteries. This is not like you're putting in a AA battery. And basically, that's what they're trying to do, is make it so no matter where you go buy a C battery or a AA or a AAA, that they all fit in the same spot. They're trying to do that with power tool batteries. The problem that I see with this is it's not just batteries inside. If you actually cut open one of these things, there is a whole computer setup in there with chips and everything else. And what that does is that communicates with the digital motor and will give extra power and extra where it's needed, where it's asked for. So my concern is, if they bring this to the US, and I feel bad for Europe, but this is a Europe thing right now, but it always comes this way. If they do this, is this going to make power tools dumber? Because I got a feeling that if you have that just regular run-of-the-mill Black & Decker drill set, and I go through that on my Milwaukee, I'm going to guess it doesn't have the same chipset and stuff in it. I'm going to guess it's going to work. But are they going to have to make it so these things don't work to dumb these things down? Because the higher end tools seem to have a better battery pack on them as far as being able to communicate that. And I think that's a big deal when you're trying to do that. So I'm very concerned that our batteries might not get smarter. Hopefully that they're not going to get dumber. And so I'm just a little concerned about that. Now, I have not tried out there, and yes, I do know that there are these packs. You know, you could jump on Amazon and buy adapters to be able to run one battery on another tool, and quite frankly, I don't trust them, so I haven't ever tested one out because I don't want to ruin a good tool or a good battery over a piece of plastic with some wires in it that say, oh, this is going to work, because that's my concern. Just because it gives power, I don't want to fry the chip in the battery or go ruin a $100, $200 battery or even more on some of the nicer batteries out there. So it's something that I have not tested yet, and I have not wanted to void warranties on tools by doing it, just because I have nice tools and I don't have to go buy another one, to be honest. So that's something there. And now here's another thing that happened, which is going to change business, radio, contracting, design work, out in the field, if you're a employee working for a company, and it could be you're working as an interior designer for a big firm, it could be that you're a radio disc jockey, or could be that you're hosting a show, or you're doing anything else out there in the business world, it looks like they are coming out with a new rule that is going to eliminate employees' non-competes. And what this is something you see out there where you go to work for company, I used to say X, but now that's a company. So company Z, go work for another company and they say, cool, you're going to come work for us. We want you to design stuff. We want you to understand our business model. However, comma, we are not going to let you leave here without having a non-compete for a year because you're going to have a lot of our information, a lot of our access to our stuff. And there are a lot of non-competes out in the world out there. And so my concern with those non-competes just means that we've got some issues out there. I think this is going to open things up. I think this is going to change media as far as people changing places, because many times there's non-competes. Hey, you can work here for us, but you can't go work in that same field for a year or two. And you think about it, when Adam Carolla had a radio show, he had a 10-year contract, I believe. And he had a paid non-compete. So that contract meant that he couldn't go out and start a radio show on another thing because he was still under contract. And because they changed the format of his home radio station, their insurance paid out his contract for the next 9 years or something crazy like that. And so he basically got paid to work from home and do nothing. So he did his podcast and everything else, but he couldn't do radio anywhere else because he had a non-compete and he was still under contract. So these are things out there that I think are going to change larger construction companies. It's going to change media as we see it. You're going to see hosts jumping between places, as well as design firms and everything else. Will it have any change to a homeowner? Yeah, it might. I think you'll see people changing around a little bit more in the construction industry that have those. Larger companies that say, you can't do this. I had, when I was working for Pacific Crest Cabinetry, which is now Belmont years ago, he tried to hit us with a non-compete up there at that time. And I went, nope, not going to do it. None of the team would sign it. And they dropped it because we had all said, hey, none of us are going to sign it because we want the ability to go work. So that is a rule that's coming out that's going to change stuff there as well. Going to be interesting to see how all of these things go out. That's not so much a homeowner, but you'll see that difference out there. I think with designers, architects, contractors, that could change that look, which will make it very interesting. So we'll see what happens. All right, everybody. Hey, if you want to get a hold of me at the station here in my studio at 833-239-4144 is the number. That number is 833-239-4144. And if you're catching us on the podcast, which is what this is, our podcast thing, I do appreciate you. And I'd love to have a great review on your favorite podcast player or Apple or whichever one you're using. We always get the trolls of the competition out there putting up some bad reviews from time to time. And I knew who they are. And it's part of this thing. It's like restaurants and Yelp reviews. You get people trying to hold you hostage. And guess what? Ain't going to happen. So I could use your help out there putting out some great reviews for the show. All right, everybody. I'm going to get back. I got so much to do on this beautiful Wednesday. Thanks for tuning in to Around the House out there. And again, have a great rest of the week. We'll see you this weekend with a brand new and fun show. Have a great rest of the week. Thanks for tuning in to Around the House.
Anywhere beyond the mean, life is a love song. Let's be lovers.